My name is Randy Siegel. I'm the president of DocuBank. Thank you all for joining us today. Today we're going to be talking about and giving you an introduction to the new service that we will be introducing next month for our family care card. Let me just take care of a housekeeping detail at this point. If you would like to mute
Tiffany Wenz.
If you would like to
has
mute
joined the conference.
The conference so that you can hear us but we cannot hear you.
Kim
press
has
press.
Joined the conference.
If you would like to mute it, press 4-star, and you can unmute by pressing 4-star later. All right, so here we go.
Jacqueline Leuner
has joined the conference.
Randy?
Yes.
I'd suggest maybe waiting a few more minutes and give everybody else a little bit more time to log in.
All right.
Just so you're not constantly interrupted.
That's fine.
Elaine Akers
has joined the conference.
Caprice Collins
has joined the conference.
Hello, Elaine. Hello, Caprice. Okay, we're going to get started, and hopefully we won't. You'll be able to hear me without too many folks coming in. So let's start over at this point. I'd like to welcome you all. My name is Randy Siegel. I'm the president of DocuBank, and we are here this afternoon to share with you some information about our new service called our Family Care Card that we will be introducing next month. Again, just as a housekeeping detail, if you'd like to mute the teleconference. And then if you'd like to unmute, press 4-star again. All right, so our Family Care Card service. I'm going to give you a brief description about it. Then we will have a Q&A session, or I should really call it a QA and C question session. We'd like your questions. We'll give you some answers, and we'd like your comments as well, because we want this service to be as useful for you as possible and for your clients. So here's some background. As you all know, we've been providing our basic DocuBank electronic registry service to your clients for the past 15 years. Then last year, we branched out and started providing our ICE service, our In Case of Emergency service, specifically targeted to college students, the idea being that they had some specific needs around HIPAA releases could best be met with a service focused specifically on them. And now what we're doing, in part at the request of some of you who've had an interest in this for a number of years, we're moving down the age bracket and with the idea of protecting families with minor children, meaning children under 18. And your clients, whom we believe might be interested in this service, would be the parents of these minor children, and also possibly grandparents of minors. And here's the idea behind the card. The idea is that you want your clients to be able to protect their child in the case of an emergency when the parent is not around. So we've designed a card for this purpose, the family care card. And this card would be carried by non-parental adults caring for your client's children. So who are we talking about? We're talking about babysitters, nannies or au pairs, grandparents, other relatives, neighbors, step-parents, etc. Any adult who is watching your client's child when they are not around. And what are the kinds of situations where we think this card would be useful? They include when the child would have a medical emergency, and that's the most likely scenario. Could also be when the parent or the parents have an emergency that prevents them from being with or taking care of their child as they normally would. Could be when a child is traveling with an adult other than the parent. And also any or all of the above or other situations involving blended families with stepchildren or foster children or other relationships of that nature. So what is the idea behind what this card would do in the hands of a temporary caregiver who is not the parent? The card would do similar things to what the regular DocuBank emergency card does. It would provide emergency information about the child, as well as access to emergency documents about the care for that child. And this is information that the child's temporary caregiver would need, and also information that medical personnel might need in an emergency, and also that a legal authority might need in an emergency as well. So more specifically, here's what we're talking about. In terms of the kinds of medical information that would be available, some of this is the same as our current DocuBank card, allergies, medical conditions. We would also have physician information, pediatrician, dentist, orthodontist, and other medical specialists if the child has any. Could include a medication list, which is particularly important for children with chronic medical conditions like asthma or diabetes. Could also include an immunization record for the child, which is something that we occasionally need and can't put our hands on. We would also be storing health insurance information for the child. The kinds of legal documents that you might wish to have your clients store with us would be a parental authorization for medical treatment, and these forms often have different names in different states, but you get the idea. Another form would be potentially you could store a temporary guardianship form. This would be in the case of a parental emergency, let's say. God forbid, mom and dad are in a car accident and both hospitalized, and it would authorize the child to be cared for temporarily by a neighbor or a grandparent, et cetera. Parental travel authorization form is another one that might be of interest if the child is traveling with adults other than the parents. So that's the basic range of what we're talking about, and when I'm through and we open it up, I would be very interested in hearing from you other ideas that you may have about other kinds of information or documents that would be relevant. Just briefly, on the card itself, we would display medical conditions, allergies, just like on the current card. Both the contact information for two parents or guardians. And we would also put the pediatrician's information on the card as well. And just like our current standard card, your firm information would also be on this card. One other piece of this service is something that we also offer with the ICE card for college students, and that is an alert to the parents if the card is used. If the card is used and the information is accessed, then parents would receive an email notifying them that this had occurred with the phone number of the person who retrieved it. The next piece that you're probably interested in is pricing. And this is an area where we actually would like to hear from you and some of your thoughts that will help us price it most appropriately. We will definitely offer 1 and 5 year options, membership lengths to parallel our regular service, and we will be developing a price that is as attractive as possible. And one of the things that we will want to understand more is how you're thinking that you might be interested in using this service with your clients, whether you are thinking that you would be rolling it all up as one package along with the regular DocuBank memberships, whether you're thinking that you might provide the regular DocuBank as you already do, but offer this as an option for the family to pay for, whether you think it might make sense to have a bulk price for all the children or a price per child, et cetera. So I'd like to hear more from you about that. That'll help us put the dollar amount on it. At this point, I would actually like to open it up for your questions and comments and input. And we do have some other questions that we'd like to ask you, and I'm hoping they may come up in the context of, in the process of doing this. So at this point, please feel free to chime in, and please introduce yourself and what state you're from, and ask whatever you'd like.
This is Elaine from Johnson & McKay.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi. Would there be one card, or could you get multiple cards? I guess my question is, if it's going to this grandparent, I mean, I know
yes.
many. Okay, so you could definitely get more than one card. And would
thank
be
you.
A
yes, thank
card?
You. I'm glad you raised that. I actually meant to mention that. We will be providing, as a base service, 2 cards. For each child, and I also should be clear that each child, there will be a card for each child because each child has their own specific information. So we would
right.
provide 2 cards per child that would come with it automatically, and we will probably have some provision for being able to order additional cards
okay.
beyond that.
Okay.
Very good point. Thank you. Anyone else have a question or thought? If not, I'm going to go ahead with a few of the questions that we have that that will help us make this as useful to you as possible. The first question is, do you have any thoughts or ideas as to other pieces of information or other types of documents that you might be interested in having us store for these for minor children?
What about emergency contact information, like additional emergency contact information, whether it's another grandparent, because I could see if there's a babysitter that's,
okay.
they may not, if they're running out with the ambulance real quick, they may not be able to grab that piece of paper on the fridge or on the counter that says to call this grandparent or call that on.
Right.
You can't get the parents.
Okay, great. That's great. Anyone else?
Brandy?
Yes.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that this service will actually have an info sheet, which will actually address that last comment.
Right.
Okay.
So there will be an actual form that parents will fill out with additional information for emergency contacts, information that doesn't appear on the card that we will store as a document, and that
okay.
will be a place for things like that.
Great.
Okay. All right. Well, if you think of anything else, please let us know either during the session or give us a call or an email afterwards, certainly. My next question is, do any of you currently draft or have access to an authorization for medical treatment document that parents might wish to fill out for their child, on behalf of another caregiver, an adult, a grandparent, or a nanny who might be taking care of their child when they're not around. Does anyone currently do that, or know where you would get hold of such a form if you wanted to do that?
I think I could probably find one, but we don't currently use one. But
okay.
I think I recall seeing, in my search online for other things, I recall seeing things to that effect. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's really like a state statute form like the other forms are.
Right.
But it's possible. I guess that would be something that you'd have to look in your individual state at.
Right. Some states do. I do know that some states do have their own forms. It is not clear to me that all states do. But I did not do a thorough search. And what I'm wondering is, would that be, do you think that form is a good idea? Is it something that you would want to offer to your clients? And if so, would it need to be present in the software, in the document processing software that you're currently using in order for you to offer it?
I think, and this is just coming from a parent's point of view,
mm-hmm.
I personally wouldn't feel comfortable just having a blanket okay to give medical treatment,
mm-hmm.
Because that's just kind of saying whatever the doctor thinks is best is what I decide, and I, as a parent, I don't think I'd feel comfortable with that. But I think it would be important to offer it along with the card, and leave it up to them to say yes or no.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, but with that statement, as a parent, if you're sending your child away, you would give somebody the authorization already. You would want to write something if something does happen.
Right, right. But, I mean, to have something on file that's just a blanket statement that is to be accessed by any doctor, I don't know if I would feel comfortable with that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think the idea behind this is basically to say that, let's say your child is with their grandparent, and God forbid
mm-hmm.
something happens. It's in part helpful for the grandparent so that it's clear to the medical authorities that your grandparent, that the grandparent has, that the child is in the grandparent's care and that the grandparent is authorized to take the child for treatment and et cetera.
I think it would depend on what the form says, if it says specifically for life-threatening. I guess I'm looking at the big picture.
Right.
I'm trying to compare with what adults have.
Right.
And with an adult advanced healthcare directive kind of dictating what they can and what they cannot do. But I think if it's life-threatening, that's one thing. But I guess I was under the impression you were talking about just basically a blanket authorization that says, I approve medical treatment.
Okay. And it's going to depend on the state statute and what's in that language, if there is,
and
how one would want to craft it. The other pieces are more specific. These are the ones that have been found or been suggested to us. One is the parental travel authorization form, essentially saying, I'm authorizing my child to go on vacation with Joey's parents or the grandparents. And they're authorized to be there. It can be particularly helpful if you're traveling overseas, et cetera. Is that something that has any interest to any of you, something you might wish to offer? I'm taking the silence as a no.
Okay.
Similarly, temporary guardianship form, which is basically a form where a parent might say, as I mentioned before, in an emergency, if both parents are unable to be at home to care for the children, car accident or something like that, that we authorize this neighbor or this relative to take care of the kids temporarily. It's like a temporary guardianship form, not a long-term guardianship kind of form. Is that anything that anybody has either used or might be interested in using?
Hi, Randy. Yeah.
Hi.
rolling out. So we had to do a bit of research here for Nevada, but we are currently implementing something.
Okay. Okay. And something like with all of these documents, or is this specifically that one?
Well, specifically that one is part of some planning that we're trying to do for just young families.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lynn in Illinois at Edwards Group. We actually do use a temporary guardianship form here. We've, as a matter of fact, in the past few months, we've used two.
Mm-hmm.
One set of parents was adopting a child outside the country, so they had a temporary guardianship set up.
Got it.
We already have our form in place.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. I'd like to hear from anybody else who hasn't offered anything yet. Whether even in the absence of specific documents, the basic. In the absence of legal documents, whether having the card and the emergency information on the that would be stored on the emergency forms that we would provide for people to fill out have value to clients, even in the absence of any specific medical authorization form or anything like that. Does anyone have any comments on that? Is that a useful thing to be able to have parents provide additional information besides what could fit on the card around medical specialists or additional emergency contacts, things like that?
I'm Megan from the law office of James Flick, and we have clients who would definitely use the card just for the basic allergy medication list type of information.
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely be helpful.
Okay, great. Do you all think that this would be that you would if you're interested in offering this at all, whether this is something you would offer specifically or just to families, young families or families with minor children, or whether you think this is something that grandparents would be interested in providing for their for their grandchildren?
I know.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. You can go.
I was just going to say, I know we have clients here that definitely that they would be interested in the grand.
Same with us, and we have quite a few clients where we're working on the third generation.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of continues and keeps going and keeps going. So I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
Okay.
We definitely have clients here too that would use that for their grandchildren, especially some that. They assumed full responsibility for their grandchild,
mm-hmm.
and some of them even adopted their grandchild,
mm-hmm.
and they would definitely use that card service.
Okay. And if they were if they were not the primary, not the guardian, if the grandparents were not the guardian but would be interested in for the grandchildren, how would you actually see that working? You think they would essentially enroll the child or pay for the membership and then give the form to the child's parents to fill out all the details? Think it would work like that or some other way?
My thought would be our clients, the grandparents, would pay and then have the parents fill out the forms.
Okay.
And then pay.
I think some of ours would just refer their children to come here to get it done for the grandchildren, but we probably have a few that would go ahead and pay for it and just send the forms to the parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a good way to get the parents in the door.
Yeah.
and just with kind of brainstorming on who you could offer it to, you could even offer it, specifically go to large daycares.
Mm-hmm.
And say, if you want to offer this to your parents, this is the cost of it, and that way it's almost like a, not like a liability catch, but it's just something nice to be able to say that they offer.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that. We did That's a great idea.
Up.
That has come up. Okay, so follow-up question on the pricing that would be helpful for us. Do you, as I was mentioning before, would you envision this would make the most sense in your firm being done as a package? If we're talking about, well, either way, grandparents or other or younger families, as a package that included the kids with the parents' regular DocuBank membership, or would you see it more as two separate items? What do you think would make sense in your firms?
I think separately is better.
Anyone have a different thought? And separately would be better. Can you elaborate?
Well, I just think that opens up more marketing opportunities.
Rather than
bundling it together.
I think it would be nice to actually do both.
Right.
You know, to have one price if it's separate and then maybe give them a discount if it's a package family deal.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. And how does it open up more marketing opportunities if it's separate? Can you explain?
Well, because they would be in as you know, like in our database as that daughter. I mean, if they aren't like an estate planning client, but the kids of the parents want this service, mm-hmm. then we can market to them on an individual level.
Mm-hmm.
And have it be more personal.
Okay.
I mean, you can still touch if the parents or the grandparents that our clients would like to pay for this service, but then individually, you know, because you guys have your awesome, you know, monthly e-newsletters and things and stuff from the law firm, and mm-hmm. I just like the idea of having it separate. But you could bundle it, too. I mean, I'm sure people like the incentive for that.
Okay.
Having a separate option might also be a way to get people to you that may have started their estate planning work somewhere else and, you know through their parents or through their aunt or great uncle or whatever that this is being offered. And it may be a way to kind of get them in your door, and then when they need to update their estate planning work,
mm-hmm.
come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because most young people, I mean, that's what we're trying to do now, is a lot of people might have just a basic will in place, but really that's not proper protection for them. So getting them to have, you know, the family care card type thing to get them in here to upgrade to a trust or to explore, you know, more planning for their family.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. That's great. Well, we would be happy to function in that capacity. For the children, let's just think for a moment if it's separate and not rolled in with the parents for a moment. Knowing your clients, do you think it makes more sense to price it as a per-child approach, whether to do one fee that covers whatever the number of children there are, essentially, you know, a family fee, or you do X price for, you know, 1 to 2 children, and then additional for the third or the fourth, et cetera. What do you think makes the most sense?
I think it would be best to have one price for the first and then maybe a cheaper price for every additional kid thereafter with a cap after a certain amount, after
mm-hmm.
a certain number of kids.
Okay.
Especially since we're targeting growing families.
Mm-hmm.
And especially nowadays when there are mixed families of, you know, second marriages and
right.
kids from this family, kids from that family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else agree or disagree?
I agree with what she just stated.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Let's assume for the moment that this is something that you would be offering to some families and that you're not, and that the firm isn't going to pick up that piece of the cost. What's the range of what you think would be a reasonable fee for your clients on either a 1 year or a 5 year basis? With the understanding that, you know, if we
yeah.
were doing something and if your firm was going to be picking it up, that the price would be different and could be below, you know, what you're talking about for the client. same as we do now.
So the one-year membership is $45, and the five-year is $145. Is that correct?
Right now, for what we do, yes. That's okay. Those are the retail.
But that's
rate.
Not the law firm discount, or is it? That's your fee.
No.
Okay.
No, that's the published. Those are the published rates. That does not include any discount that the firm receives. So, like, if you're thinking about just like if you just think as a per child or for one child, let's say there's a one child family, just to make it easy, for a year. Any thoughts as to what a range that would seem reasonable, or what's what would be clearly too high? Let's put it, maybe that's a good place to start.
Well, I guess with talking about the range, you would also want to know like what documents are actually going to be, included with that.
I agree. Yep, I agree.
Kind of hard just to, speculate.
Yeah, now, are you thinking of that from our perspective or from how it would be viewed by the parent?
Well, I'm thinking about how we would offer it to them and just in general say, okay, well, you're getting this service, and they're going to have all the allergies, but then on top of that, they have all the pertinent information, but then on top of that, we have these documents that are also included in this price that go so that no matter where you're at, they're
right.
Pulling these up, and, the access to the documents is what.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I explained that well enough.
Right. No, I think I understand what you're
yeah.
saying. So let's assume that there were just minimal documents. There's the extra emergency forms, and maybe there's, one or two legal documents.
An authorization form.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of a range do you think?
Well,
them?
When you think about the fact that if someone signs up their child when they're one, you've got 17 years before there, and then you have their college years, and so
mm-hmm.
I think people look at the long term of that. They're going to be constantly looking ahead and figuring they're going to be paying this every single year.
Right.
And, if you have three kids and you start them each when they're, when they're 1 year old, mm-hmm. that comes out to a lot of money,
right.
Sure.
And that's also why we would do a five-year membership as we do now that would be significantly discounted. So it wouldn't be five times the one-year rate. Like what we do now is our five-year membership is actually three times the one-year rate.
Right.
So it's a significant saving.
What's the one-year rate for adults again?
The list is $45, and and as attorneys, you all, your firms receive very substantial discounts.
Right.
So you're not paying anywhere near that amount.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw out $30 for 1 year, just because
okay.
for some reason the number that pops into my head.
Okay.
And I guess I'm kind of thinking from a parent's point of view what
mm-hmm.
I would feel comfortable.
Well,
with.
That's. I'm very happy for you to wear that hat. That's highly appropriate.
So I could see paying, for a 1 year thing just to try it out and see,
mm-hmm.
for 1 year doing $30 and then
right.
maybe for like a 5 year doing $100. That
right.
that I think is definitely doable and
mm-hmm.
And makes it worth it, but doesn't cheapen it,
Right. Okay. Right. So it needs to be enough that it feels substantial, but not too much to be deterrent.
Right. I mean,
right.
You always wonder if a car is on sale for $1,000.
Right.
Like what's wrong with it?
Right.
Is it really worth it? So.
Right.
But you don't want to break the bank.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I think the 5 year. What we find is clients they want the 5 year. It's a better deal. It gives them peace of mind. They know they can update anytime they need to.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think if you're strategic with the five-year membership, like
mm-hmm.
you're saying for you guys that have little babies and stuff, I
yeah.
mean, people would be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Then
I agree 100%.
View this every year for $30. Hey, now we've got this until my kid's 6 years old,
right?
You
yeah.
know, or what have you.
Yeah.
So I think that's the strategic thing for you guys, Randy. And I think
right.
$30 is reasonable, but I just think you should push the five-year membership, especially with minor children.
Right.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
okay.
But on the flip side, the 1 year would be good if you have like a 16-year-old.
Right.
Sure. Right. Absolutely.
And I guess what my next question is going to turn into is, when they graduate from high school, can they transfer over to something bigger? Like, where is the age limit on the child's card? Because when they go off to college, is it when they turn 18?
Right. Well, it's really when they turn 18, because at that point they're not a minor and they really need different documents at that point. They absolutely need a HIPAA release, and they should really it's great if they have a healthcare power as well, if not a living will. That's a matter of there are certainly differences of opinion about living will versus healthcare power someone at that age, but the HIPAA release is really important in order for a parent to get information if the 18-year-old is hospitalized. I mean, that's what that was the big thing with the ICE with the ICE program that we recommended, that we're offering, because that is a huge issue.
So if you get someone who has a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old, they're not going to want obviously the 5-year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So what kind of, but like with this incentive, what would you come down per child, like after so many children?
It's a good question. I don't know yet. We really honestly wanted to get your input on how you think it would make sense to your clients, and then we'll start playing with numbers. We didn't want to spin our wheels doing something that mm-hmm. wasn't going to be attractive as a structure. So
right.
we will get to the chalkboard or the whiteboard.
Right.
And
I mean,
start
honestly,
working
I
on
think
that.
This is a great service you're going to offer if this everything works out, because I think
I agree 100%. Yeah. Yep.
Clients are going to really enjoy this. I know that.
That's great. I have one.
Kind of excited about it.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
That's great. So here's the follow-up question. Since we're developing the materials right now, including the brochure that you would give to your clients, either to offer it to them or to explain it if you're including it, how it would be helpful for us to hear, in some of your own words, how you would describe it or position it to them, and we can use some of that language, those kinds of thoughts in the brochure so that it really speaks to them.
I think it depends on the client. I know that the way we are with the regular DocuBank now is we kind of look at each client's individual situation. And, mm-hmm. Because there's so many reasons. I mean, there really are so many reasons that it's a good idea. One reason may fit for someone, one reason may not. So, I think it really depends on the client.
Okay. Does anyone else have any thoughts? What are the kinds of things that you might want to say to different kinds of clients? Then maybe we can put some of everything, address each of those. Any thoughts about language or phrases or concepts that would be important to communicate?
Well, I mean, it's kind of if the unthinkable happens, have you got your affairs in order? Are they protected?
Mm-hmm.
His protected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, that's the premise.
Right, protection.
On the dovetails of the temporary guardianship thing, it's kind of a twofold thing. Yes, what if the parents are in an accident and they don't come home tonight?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's the document that has all these things, for the kids. And on the flip side, if they're at, summer camp, if they're in a soccer game, 50 miles away, whatever. So you could. There's a lot of stuff you could do.
It's like a security blanket for the parents instead of
exactly.
People.
I like that.
I like that phrase. That's very
great,
good.
So there's a lot of catchphrases and marketing stuff.
Mm.
You could go wild with this.
You definitely could. You're gonna have enough room on your pamphlet. You're gonna have to get a billboard for a handout.
Okay. All right. Anyone else have? Yes. Go ahead.
I keep thinking that some of the television stations in our area used to have this, it's 11 o'clock, do you know where your kids are? Do you know where your parents are? It's 11 o'clock, do you know where your kids' guardians are?
Yeah. Like, you know where your parents are better. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Right.
You know, or you can say, you know, where will you be when your child needs medical attention? You know, where will
right.
you be when your child has an accident? I mean, and there's so many parents
right.
nowadays that travel, and there's au pairs, and, you know, it's...
Right. Okay. That's great. Great. Okay. Anyone else have any final comments, thoughts, before we wrap this up?
Is this going to be available... As an MPEG?
I'm sorry, as a what?
As something we can download. I got on the call late. And
okay.
So I don't want you to do the call over again, but I might want to hear it.
That's fine. Well, we will have the audio, a link to the audio on our website, so you will be able to hear the whole thing if you'd like. But absent that, I'm happy to answer your specific question. I just didn't quite understand it.
Okay. No, with, you know, a downloadable
yes.
format where I could put it in the, on a CD and listen to
oh,
it.
Oh, I see.
Part.
It will be available on the website to listen to. Tiffany, do you know whether it's available as to be downloaded?
I'm not positive. I know that there's a couple of different ways that you can access it. I'm sure that you can listen to it on your computer. I'm not positive about being able to download it and put it on a different medium. I will send you what we have available, and hopefully that will address what you need.
I'll send you an email asking for it.
Okay.
Great, thanks.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. All right. So that will conclude this teleconference on the Family Care Card. I would encourage you to... shoot us an email, give us a call. If you have any other follow-up thoughts, we welcome them. We want to make this, as I said, as useful to your clients and as beneficial to your firm as possible. So please feel free to share your ideas with us. We anticipate rolling out the card in April, so be looking for more information about that. And thank you all very much, and
great.
Look
thank
forward
you.
To speaking
Thanks
with you.
Randy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.